The clock is ticking down to tonight's MIQ lottery, with 3,800 rooms to be allocated from 6 this evening. It is the second one since the government changed the system. People get an hour to pile into the virtual lobby and randomly get allocated a spot in the queue. Now, last time, the demand way outweighed supply, and there's likely to be thousands of disappointed people this time round as well. Poet and writer Hini Moana Baker has been on a creative New Zealand writing residency in Germany. She was there when the pandemic hit and waited to be double vaccinated before trying to get home, and then the freeze went on MIQ. Kei kona ia inai nei. She joins me now from the MIQ lobby. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Lisa. Kia ora rā.
Tell me, this is your second time in the lobby. What do you make of the system?
Well, I mean... To be honest, it's kind of it's distressing, and it feels a little bit humiliating to have to be kind of taking a lottery ticket to come back home. You know, that's always there, that's always present, those feelings. In the moment, it's just very stressful. I guess we're all in a Facebook group, a lot of us, and we're all going, we're in there, 8 minutes to go, you know, I hope everybody does well this time. So there's also this balance of getting a lot of warmth and reassurance and kind of, I guess, comradeship from the people around the world who are going through this, and also the people at home who are going through it, wanting to leave New Zealand to see loved ones and then come home again with some level of security.
Your wahine Māori, Aotearoa, is your whenua. Has this changed the way you think about home?
That's a massive question. I kind of, I mean, shout out to Tūkorehe and Otako. I'm kind of a human being at the end of the day, and so everyone in this lobby is in the same situation. If I start to sneak up on those feelings of being Māori and being essentially locked out of the country, it's kind of too much. I can't really even approach it inside myself, let alone kind of on the radio. The whole thing has changed my feelings massively about home, and that's a very tender part of it.
Why do you want to come home now?
My whole process here has been that I waited till I got double vaccinated to come home. Everybody else, almost everyone else I know, New Zealanders, friends over here, went home immediately, and I totally understand that. But I for myself, I have certain health conditions. I didn't feel it was a good idea to leave without being vaccinated, and at that stage everything was so up in the air, we didn't even know whether we could come back. I mean, I have a job over here, I'm doing a PhD, and God bless Germany, they pay us to do PhDs over here, so that's my job. I'm a researcher, and I felt like it also wouldn't be responsible to kind of pitch up on the shores of New Zealand in this very scary time with no job and nowhere to live. So I took the decision to stay till I was vaccinated. And then that timing pretty much in a perfect storm coincided with when the MIQ booking system started breaking down, and shortly afterwards it went offline completely. So it's just been very bad luck for me. I want to see my dad, essentially. It's not a holiday for me. What I'm doing right now, I'm in the south of France with my partner, who is half French. That's a holiday. I want to come home to see my dad and potentially to stay. It's really difficult. I think other people are probably in this situation too. I don't know if I could actually survive in Aotearoa nowadays. I'm an artist on an artist's income, and prices have kind of skyrocketed since I left. So I would need to actually be there to even understand if I can actually survive there nowadays. But mainly I want to see my dad. He's unwell, and I mean, he's in many ways very well, but I want to see him while he remembers me is what I'll say. Yeah.
Best of luck. We will be checking back in with you. That is Hini Moana Baker, who is in the lobby hoping to get a spot in MIQ. We're picking that there are probably thousands of people in there with her.